talks on the North Korean nuclear issue have ended in Beijing. They ended with only a vague plan on how to proceed with the North's nuclear disarmament. The United States, one of the six parties to these talks, was hoping to complete the process by the end of this year. But negotiators were unable to set any firm deadlines for North Korea to take an important first step, just to produce an inventory of its nuclear programs and then shut all of them down. NPR's Anthony Kuhn joins us from Beijing to discuss the results, such as they are. And Anthony, what steps are next?
At the end of the 3 days of talks here, Steve, the six sides came up with a statement, basically, that lays out the following plan. First of all, it states that North Korea remains committed to declaring all of its nuclear assets and disabling all of them. What will happen next is that working groups will get together in August to work out the details of what needs to be done before they decide when they're going to do it. Then in September, there'll be a full meeting of the six-party talks. They'll review what those working groups have achieved and then lay out the roadmap for the rest of the process. And after that, there's going to be a meeting of foreign ministers. That means Condoleezza Rice and her counterparts in five other countries. And they'll get together to discuss a larger security mechanism for all of Northeast Asia.
Don't mean to dismiss all of that work, but it sounds a lot less impressive than if they just put out a schedule for disarming.
Yes, well, I think the U.S. is still optimistic that they can achieve this disabling of the nuclear facilities by the end of the year. But judging from what the U.S. nuclear envoy Christopher Hill said, the timing to a certain extent reflects the lessons of this spring. They set a target of 60 days, that was April, to shut down North Korea's main nuclear reactor, and they missed that date by 3 months. The problem was, of course, the North Korean frozen assets issue, and they set a deadline for resolving that before they decided how they were going to do it. Now, they have a lot of technical issues here, like how do you go about disabling a nuclear reactor? Do you drill a hole in it or what? And there is a working group on disarmament that will address that. There's also another working group that will discuss how they're going to deliver the equivalent of 1 million tons of heavy fuel oil to the North Koreans. The North Koreans also want off of the list of the state sponsors of terrorism and the U.S. Trading with the Enemy Act, so there'll be a bilateral working group to discuss that, too.
So there are real issues here to deal with, but I wonder if this confirms the suspicions of some analysts that this process is just going to get more difficult as it goes along.
Well, there's no doubt about that. Clearly, first of all, there's so many technicalities here, and each one of them provides opportunities for wrangling and delays and maneuvering. And, of course, it's still way too early in the process to judge what North Korea's ultimate commitment is to denuclearizing, and that won't really come until it lays its cards on the table. If this were a poker game, we'd still be in the very early rounds of betting, and the showing of cards would come when North Korea comes up with that inventory. How much fissile material does it have? How many bombs is it made? Does it have the enriched uranium program that the U.S. Thinks it does? So it's still very early to tell what their final intentions will be.
Anthony, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
NPR's Anthony Kuhn is in Beijing, where six-party talks over North Korea's nuclear program have concluded.